Welcome back to An Uplifting Word. We're so glad you're with us once again. And today we want to share with you, God believes in you. Several thousand years ago, Israel was invaded by many enemies from the east of Israel. They ravaged the land, the Bible says. They destroyed all the crops. They killed all the livestock. And Israel was reduced to poverty. The people lived in caves and forest. The people were being decimated. And as all this horrible plight was happening to Israel, the angel of the Lord appeared to a young man named Gideon. And the angel said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Can you imagine that? Here was this young farmer threshing his grain, and out of no place, this angel appears and says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Gideon responded, "Well, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where is the Lord who our fathers say brought us out of Egypt? No, the Lord is not with us. The Lord has abandoned us." The angel ignored his questions, his comments. The angel said, "Gideon, go in the strength you have and save Israel." It's like there was a contest between the angel of the Lord and Gideon. Gideon didn't believe in himself, but God did. And the angel's trying to convince Gideon to believe in himself. So the Lord said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel." And then Gideon responded, "But how can I save Israel? I am the least. I am a nobody. I can't save Israel." The angel ignored his words. The angel responded, "You will strike down all the Midianites." I imagine the angel's face was glowing with hope and probably a smile. But Gideon was struggling because he didn't believe in himself. But more than that, he didn't know God believed in him. Well, that's where most of us live. We grow up as Christians and are taught to believe in God, but the Bible shows us that God believes in us. In fact, I want to share with you today why God believes in you, why God believes you can succeed in your marriage, succeed as a parent, why you can prosper in your profession or in raising your children, why God believes that you can be a powerful Christian. No matter what your school is like or what your workplace throws against your Christianity, God believes in you because He attached Himself to you. So many of us see ourselves reaching out to cling to God, but the Bible shows it a little differently. The Bible shows us a God who attaches Himself to us. Let's read the words of the angel as he spoke to Gideon, Judges chapter 6, verse 12 and verse number 16.
When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together."
As Gideon was saying, "I am the least, I can't do it. The Lord has abandoned us." In verse 12, the angel says, "The Lord is with you." In verse 16, "I will help you. I am with you." So God was saying, "Gideon, you can believe in yourself because God has attached Himself to you." You see, God attached Himself to every one of us. Jesus plainly told us, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And you know, God always knows what He's getting into when He chooses us. He isn't taken by surprise whenever we are weak, whenever we struggle with doubt. He isn't surprised whenever we fight against temptation, because He knows what He's getting into when He chooses us. Let's read what it says about the Lord in Isaiah 46, verse number 10.
"I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come.
Nothing surprises the Lord. Nothing takes him by surprise or shocks him. He knows to the end from the beginning, it says there. So God knew all about Gideon and his inabilities. So God knows all about you and me when he chooses us. Throughout the scripture, God constantly reminds the fearful and timid of this attachment. He's constantly reminding his people, hey, I am glued to you. I'm holding you. Whenever God called Moses to return to Egypt and free Israel from bondage, notice what happened in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 and verse number 12.
Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say.
Moses pointed out to the Lord, I can't do it because here are all my list of inabilities. God, I can't go back. But the Lord didn't pay attention to Moses' rejection. God said, I will help you. I will help you. I am the point, Moses, not you. So throughout Scripture, God is always reminding us, I am clinging to you. I believe in you. You can do my will. You can be my will. God's belief in us springs from his belief and confidence in himself. God has never doubted himself. God has never questioned his own ability. That's why throughout Scripture, he's always saying, I am with you. I will help you. I am for you. I will enable you. He's not worried about our inabilities because of his massive abilities. Read with us very familiar scripture, Philippians, please, chapter number 1, verse number 6.
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Do you see the focus? Paul wasn't writing about people's inabilities. He was writing about God's ability. He is able to complete what he began in you. On your job, in your Christian life, in your family, God is able to complete what he began, what he planned for you. So you see, he will never lose his self-confidence. Listen to these wonderful words that every one of us should apply to ourselves. God spoke these words to Jacob, but they apply to us all. Genesis, please, chapter 28, verse number 15.
I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
I am with you. I will do all that I promised you, he told brother Jacob. I've heard various messages on the great I am, using the words of Jesus and John. I am the tree of life. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. And of course, the famous words to Moses, I am that I am. But I think another good name for our God is I will. He is the great I will, who accomplishes all he wants us to do. So, brother, sister, it doesn't matter what you are not. How often we spend our energy, our time, our effort on considering what we cannot do, what we are not, what we don't have the ability to do, our lack of training. It doesn't matter what you are not. It didn't matter what Gideon was. He was not a trained military leader. He was a young farmer. But that didn't matter. Because it doesn't matter what you are not. It only matters what God is. And God is capable of making you everything he wants you to be. God is capable of enabling you to do all he wants you to do. He is capable of granting the desires of your heart. Let's read 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. You'll hear this verse over and over on our broadcast. Here, Jehoshaphat declared,
O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
Three phrases we want to look at. He says, O our God, we do not know what to do. Second phrase, we have no power against this vast enemy. Third phrase, but our eyes are upon you. When your eyes are on God, you can believe in Him, and when you believe in God, you will know and be confident that He believes in you. Human incapabilities mean nothing. God's abilities mean everything. Human incapabilities mean nothing. God's abilities mean everything. From his prison cell in Rome, Paul wrote so confidently to the churches, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. No words of despair, no words of hopelessness, no words of defeat. From a prison, he wrote, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, because he knew that his inabilities meant nothing. God's abilities mean everything. Read with us Psalm 57, verse number 2. The last part of the verse declares,
I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me.
Look at the verse. God fulfills his purpose for me. David didn't even mention that he was running from his life, from Saul. He didn't mention that he would never, never be king of Israel. He said, God will fulfill his purpose. Then we go to Psalm 138, verse number 8. David says just about the same thing. He declared, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. So, brother, sister, tell yourself the same thing. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. The Lord will grant me the desire of my heart. The Lord will protect me. The Lord will protect my family. The Lord will make me successful. Listen to Job's words. Book of Job, chapter 42, verse number 2. Here the Bible declares,
I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted.
God, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. Thwart means to nullify, to turn aside, to prevent from coming to pass. So he said, God, you can do all things. You can do everything you promised me. You can grant the desires of my heart and answer my prayer request. So you see, brother, sister, we should believe in ourselves because God does. More than that, God believes in himself. He knows that his infinite abilities will bring to pass everything he wants for us. God chose the weak things of the world. God chose the unknown things of the world. He chose the weak things of the world to bring to nothing the powerful things of the world. So, brother, sister, our weaknesses are in our favor. They aren't against us. So God believes in us because he attached himself to us. But also, he believes in us because he built ability into us. God built divine abilities into every one of us. Now, outwardly, Gideon appeared an unlikely choice for a military leader. In fact, he would have been elected the least likely to succeed. But God purposefully appeared to Gideon and said, Gideon, you will strike down all the Midianites. In spite of the fact that Gideon looked like an unlikely choice, God took him as his own. God knew about hidden abilities in Gideon. And God knows about hidden abilities in you. Look at what the angel said to Gideon. Judges chapter 6, verse 14.
The Lord turned to him and said, Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?
The first part of the verse, The angel said, go in the strength you have. Strength Gideon has? He has no strength. He's a weakling. In fact, the Bible says he's hiding his crop from the enemy. Gideon was as afraid as all the other Israelis. And yet God said, go in the strength you have. You see, God knew about leadership abilities in Gideon that no one else recognized. God knows our inner self. In fact, he made our inner self. Let's read about this. The book of Psalm 139, verse number 13.
For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
The last part of the verse says that God knit us together in our mother's womb. Now, we understand that. That's talking about our physical person. But the first part of the verse declares, you created my inmost being. Our inmost being is our personality, our aptitudes, our inclinations, our emotional makeup, and our abilities. So you see, God brought Gideon into the world with some leadership qualities that no one, including Gideon, recognized. But God saw them. So God said, Gideon, you go in the strength you have. Basically, the Lord was saying, Gideon, go in the strength I've given you, I've placed in you. So brother, sister, your God brought you to earth. It wasn't just your parents' decision. It was the Lord involved in bringing you to earth. And he brought you to earth with ability. God built abilities into all of us. I have a missionary friend who used to live in Indonesia. On one of his trips to Indonesia, he had preached in a church one Sunday morning and then had to rush to the airport to catch the plane. The church had made arrangements for a taxi driver to be waiting for my friend after service. The missionary ran to the taxi, jumped in the back seat. The taxi driver, an Indonesian, but he was Chinese by race. The Chinese taxi driver sped off toward the airport. During the trip, the taxi cab driver asked this American, please take this tape recorder and give me a 5-minute message of salvation. Well, my missionary friend said, I don't understand. And the taxi cab driver said, I am a taxi evangelist. You see all these cassettes? This cassette is the message of salvation in Russian. This cassette is the message of salvation in Mandarin. This cassette is the message of salvation in Malaysian. And now I need a cassette in English telling the plan of salvation. When people of various nationalities get in my taxi, when I find out where they are from, I put in the cassette in their language and they hear the gospel. I'm a taxi evangelist. So my friend recorded a 5-minute message on salvation for the taxi cab driver. You see, no one would have ever thought this taxi cab driver an evangelist, but he sure was. He was spreading the gospel in a totally unique way. God built this idea into this Indonesian's mind. And he was leading people to Jesus. As he took them to the airport, as he took them around town, Jakarta. So, brother, sister, God built abilities into you. Believe in God. He knew what he was doing when he built them into you, when he installed them. You should pursue your dreams. You should respect your dreams. So often, our dreams is God's way of showing us His will for our lives. I don't mean a dream like you have when you're asleep. It's just a vision, a desire. You should pursue it and not discount it. God's working in your life. So we want to believe in the God who believes in us. We want to believe in the God who cherishes us. We want to believe in the God who respects our desires and our ambitions. You see, our beliefs control us. Dee and I lived in Asia and saw huge Buddhist and Shinto temples. We saw Muslim mosques. These people believe in these gods, in these teachings from ancient times. Sure, their beliefs are false. The teachings of Buddhism, the teachings of Hinduism, the teachings of Islam are false. But if you believe they're true, they will control you. So, it isn't Christians. If we believe we are failures, we will be failures. If we believe the Lord is against us, we will walk around with that conviction that He's not going to help us. So Gideon believed he could not lead Israel's army, and so he was unwilling to lead it. Gideon's belief that controlled him was this, the same belief that controls us. We so often believe that our limitations prevent success. If you believe that your limitations prevent success, you're going nowhere in life. Here's what Gideon said to God. God, my family is the smallest, and in my family I am the least influential. Gideon said, God, I can't do this. I cannot go out at the head of Israel's army. I am too limited. I am least. I am nobody. But God's belief is different. We humans believe that our limitations prevent our success, but God's belief is just the opposite. God believes that our limitations promote success. It's our very limitations that help us become successful in doing God's will, in raising our family. You know, I was 29 when I lost my driver's license because of my legal blindness, and I thought, nobody's going to want me to pastor. Who wants a pastor who can't drive a car? Well, I told my wife when I came home from the driver's license office and the driver's license clerk had told me I could not have driver's license, I told my wife, let's not tell anyone, because I thought that legal blindness would stop me in my tracks. My idea was that my limitations would prevent my success in life. But you know, the board of that church said, James, don't worry about your legal blindness. We'll drive you around. My wife was a champion helper, and I became a successful pastor, eventually a missionary, started a church. I became a pioneer pastor, and now I've had this ministry, Comfort and Encouragement Ministries, for 8 years. So you see, my limitations did not prevent my success. Actually, my limitations promoted my success, and it was the same way with Brother Gideon. Listen to what God did in Judges chapter 7, verse number 2.
The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands.
Did you hear that? God was talking to Gideon, who was now the military leader of Israel, and God said, you have too many men. Can you believe that? No army can have too many men. But that's what God said. Because, you see, God was purposefully attaching limitations to Gideon. Because limitations promote and do not prevent success. Listen to what God did in Judges chapter 7, verse number 4. Here the Lord said.
The Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many men.
Again, a second time, God says, Gideon, you still have too many men. After 22,000 of them had gone home, Gideon's down to 10,000 men. And God says, you have just too many men for me to give the victory to you. Gideon ended up with 300 men against an absolutely uncountable enemy. You see, God was attaching limitations to Gideon because God wanted everyone to see that the victory is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's, not ours. So finally, with 300 men, Gideon released his conviction that his limitations would prevent success. And with 300 men, he believed that God would give him success without limit. So when Gideon released his unbelief in himself, whenever Gideon released his belief that limitations prevent success, whenever he released his false beliefs and believed in God, God and Gideon won the victory. God and Gideon won the victory because God and Gideon were thinking alike. Listen to Judges chapter 7, verse number 22. Here the Bible says,
"When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords."
When Gideon and his men sounded the war cry, the war trumpet, God went to work. And the enemy army turned on one another in a panic. And they began slaughtering one another. So God, brother, sister, is waiting for you and me to believe in Him and in ourselves. He believes in us. Let's go on with our life. Let's believe for better than the best. Let's believe for more than the most. Believe that you can do what you said you cannot do. And your God will work with you. And you will see success and answers to prayer greater than you ever imagined possible. Let's go to Jesus. Lord Jesus, we love You. We praise You. We exalt You. We magnify You. And we thank You for attaching Yourself to us. We thank You for purposefully choosing us. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for helping us put away our false belief, our belief that our limitations prevent our success. God, You are all we need to become all You desire. You are all we need to accomplish all we dream about. Thank You now, Lord, for helping us believe in You, the God who believes in us. In Your name, Jesus, amen.